Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, shalom, shalom. Ha! This is the day that Jehovah has made. Let us rejoice and let us be glad in it. I give glory to Elohim, the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, for another gracious and great rising morning. He didn't have to wake us up, but I'm glad that he did. Hallelujah and glory to the King. It's just good to be alive. Yes, it is. And it's good to be here with you one more time, because for 2 weeks, I was out of the country and not able to do the broadcast for 3 weeks. So I tell you, I missed you. I don't know if you missed me, but I missed you. I missed being here. So I praise Jehovah for all of you who made the choice to tune in once again on Crown Talk and Drums Radio today. Yes, and fitting this time into your schedule. I know we're busy, but I'm just thankful that you took this early morning time. If you're tuning in live, it's early at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. February the 25th. Seems like we just started a new year. What? And this month, the second month, is almost gone. This is the last week, I tell you. But I'm glad we made it to the beginning of another new week. So welcome to For Such a Time as This Radio Broadcast Hour. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I'm grateful to the Almighty Father, yes, that I have one more opportunity to share of his goodness and his faithfulness right here on this platform. I thank him for a willingness, yes, to even do it. Amen. To do his will. This is his will. Amen. Sharing, encouraging. Amen. It's just a blessing to be able to encourage others, someone else. Amen. Not only am I encouraging someone else, I believe, but I mean, that's my mission anyway, to encourage, to remind us. Hallelujah. To elevate us. Yes. Amen. That's what the truth does. Amen. Because when I'm encouraging you, guess what? I'm encouraging myself. Yes. And I do that a lot anyway. So I'm just grateful this morning. I can't praise him enough, because his truth, you know, that's what we're encouraging with, his truth. And his truth will never change. Amen. His truth is here to set man free. Amen. It came and it's here and it's not going to change. Amen. It brings the very life of God, of Elohim himself, to the forefront. Amen. His word, we know it also, it cuts sin. Some of you may ask, what is sin? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you don't know, it's anything that keeps us bound to it, keeps us locked in and bound to it, and keeps us from walking in obedience to the Father's will and his ways, which is his word. Amen. So I don't ever want to take it for granted that I get to encourage right here in this space. Amen. You'll hear me stating a lot of the original Hebrew names. Amen. As I've already started. Amen. You'll hear me say Yeshua instead of Jesus. You'll hear me say Messiah instead of Christ, and Elohim instead of God. I still may say God, but I'm talking about Elohim. That's his name. And I'm just grateful. And a lot of times you'll hear me say Jehovah when I'm talking about the Lord God, the Lord Elohim. You'll hear me say Jehovah. Amen. So I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Sometimes it'll be Master if I'm referring, when Lord is written in like the New Testament writings, when it's written in those writings, you may hear it when Lord is there beside talking, referring to Yeshua, you'll hear me say Master. Amen. I'm just going off the definitions of when you look it up and you read it up, when you look up the definitions through the concordance. Amen. And these are his names. Amen. So I'm just grateful this morning. Amen. All that got switched up and changed in the translations. Hallelujah. But just in case you don't know that Yeshua, he came to this earth in human flesh, not just for you, not just for me, but for the entire world. Yes, he did. Elohim sent his only begotten son to this world. Hallelujah. And we see this world is going crazy. It's going cray cray. We need the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I have accepted him into my life, that I believe on the Father. And I'm hoping and praying that you have too. Amen. He shed his blood for the atonement of our sins. Isn't, when you think about that, his bloodshed was the final ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Amen. And if we mess up, if we fall short, amen, that blood was shed right there for us. Amen. The ultimate sacrifice. Hallelujah. His body was beaten and ripped. His stripes were bore on his body, whipped. His flesh was ripped apart. Amen. For our healing. Amen. He bore those stripes, those whips on his body all over. Amen. For us to be healed. Even the crown of thorns that was placed and penetrated in his head, in his brain, for our mind to be renewed. Oh, my, my, my. I'm just grateful this morning when I think about what the Almighty Creator did, how he allowed his only begotten son to do for me. Yes, I got to take it personal, because our relationship 101 is between us and the Creator. And we walk it out through the example of his son, the Savior, Yeshua the Messiah. He was and is the anointed sent one. Yes. When he came to this earth, his mission was to set the example for those who follow and learn to live obedient lives by the instructions Elohim gave. What instructions were they? To follow his commandments, to follow his laws. Amen. That's what the instructions Yeshua came to give. And I'm so glad not only was his father, his father, God, Elohim, but he's my father too. Is he yours? Oh, yes. I'm living this life to pattern after that example that Yeshua set. That's what I want to do. That's my aim. That's my goal. Amen. Is to live this life after Yeshua Messiah and follow his example. Am I perfect? Are you perfect? No. But guess what? We're growing into perfection as he continues to show us mess in us. We got to get it right. Amen. And I'm here to set the record straight today. I want to get it right. I believe you do too. I believe that's probably why you're here, to hear what the Father wants to say to encourage us today. Hallelujah. And I'm glad, yes, Yeshua's at the right hand of the Father right now. Hallelujah. He's seated there, ever making intercession on behalf of the saints, those who's living the set apart life. Hallelujah. Who's following after Yeshua Messiah? Who's following after the commandments and the laws of the Father that will never be done away with? So man says we don't have to. We have grace, and that's all we need. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The scripture does not even line up with that. I tell you. So I'm just so glad today. I'm just happy to be here. And if you can't tell it, I don't know. I'm just excited. If I had a mirror in front of me, I could just see myself smiling, thinking about the goodness of the Father. Because, see, it's a lot of badness going on in this world around us. But, you know, when it comes to the scriptures and the word of the Most High, I tell you, that's where we get our encouragement. Amen. That's where we learn how to fight this fight and continue to stand in this race. That's the only way we're going to continue to stand. Having done all to stand. Hallelujah. We got to get rooted and grounded in this word. I know I need to. Got to get rooted and stay rooted in this word, because it's a lot happening and a lot is going to happen as long as Yeshua tarries. Amen. He's tarrying, I believe, because the word still has to get out there all across the world. Amen. There's so many different people serving different kind of gods and idols, but the Father wants his word to be out there. Hallelujah. To be exposed. And I'm just so happy that we get to be a part of those word carriers and those word bringers. Amen. So if there ever was ever a time for kingdom encouragement through this active and living word of Elohim, if ever there was a time for effectual, fervent prayer for what's going on in this world that we live in today, that time is now. So I hope you come with spiritual ears to hear what the Father has to say today. Yes. And spiritual eyes open to see what's going on, hallelujah, in this world and what's going on, yes, directly right around you in your immediate circle. Amen. We have to be able to discern what's going on. So we need spiritual ears to hear and spiritual eyes to see. As followers of Yeshua Messiah and that truth he taught from his Father, yes, we can continue to go forth. Be those effective kingdom citizens that the Most High, the Father, has anointed and appointed us to be. I speak his shalom peace to you at the beginning, and I'm going to speak it, I'm sure, at the end. We need it. Hallelujah. Today, amen. That word, I kept hearing it resonated in my head, in my mind. The word, the Father's just encouraging us, because I'm thinking about some of the past messages he's been giving us, and, you know, knowing how we're going to be tempted. He talked about our hearts, and he talked about our faith, amen, and how we believe. Just some of the past few messages that he's sharing. And then he gave me that word, endure. Endure. My. Because what's going on in this world, saints, we need to endure. We have to be able to endure to the end. Because it doesn't matter if you're going to just hang on for a little while. And then some people have been walking in the faith for many, many years. They can be walking in the faith for 30, 40 years. And at the very end, they give up. They don't no longer want to do it. What's wrong with that? They don't want to hold on to their faith. I don't understand that. I want to endure because, see, this race is given to those of us who's going to endure. We have to endure. And we're going to talk about that in the scriptures today. We have to, because that's what the Father gave. Amen. So let's just have a word of prayer first and foremost. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We just thank you for that you allowed us to see it. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you for new mercies. We thank you for your new graces. Hallelujah. Well, we're not getting what we may deserve, and we're getting what we may not deserve. But we just thank you. Help us not to take it for granted that you woke us up. Yes, in our right state of mind. We didn't wake up crazy, not knowing who we were or whose we were. We know who we belong to. Hallelujah. At least I pray everyone who's hearing this right now, hallelujah, has already made the conscious choice to believe on you, Father. Believe what you said, that you sent your Son for our lives, who sacrificed his life for us. Father, we just thank you. Don't take it for granted, hallelujah, that you've even given us activities in our limbs today. Amen. Even if some of us may woke up a little stiff, we was able to shake it out and keep it moving. Thank you, Father. Oh, we just give you praise, glory, and honor that we have these activities and our senses are in operation. We can smell, we can see, we can taste, we can hear, we can feel. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. You're so good. Not sometimes, but all the time. And we just want to thank you for being our provider. Thank you for providing us with all things that pertain to this life and godliness. You are our Jehovah. Yes, and we thank you. By your grace, we didn't wake up this morning laying on a cardboard box. You have placed a roof over our head. You're supplying all the things that we need to keep this roof over our head. Thank you, Father. Oh, we just bless you. Help us not to take you for granted. Hopefully we aren't experiencing and trying to figure out where the next meal or where the next bath is coming from. Thank you, Father. Oh, we don't want to take you for granted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just thank you for your goodness. And now, Father, as we're getting ready to share of your word, amen. You are our Heavenly Father, and I just ask you right now, with your guidance and the help of your Holy Spirit, that we speak your word to all the listening ears that's tuned in to hear what you have to say, who desire to be encouraged and elevated in you. For it's not about me, it's about you and you alone. So, Father, you are welcome to infiltrate this time in your presence. Yes, for such a time as this. Yes, we already talked about what we're going to talk about. Endure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I'm just thanking you for resonating that word in my brain space, in my thought space, and I couldn't shake it. My son called me last night, and he was talking about some things and sharing what he was getting ready to go through a process, and he just wanted my insight on it, or my, if I had a word of knowledge about it, or a discerning word. And I'm grateful for that, because when your children trust the process of how you will maybe try to give them some guidance, that's just a blessing. Sometimes children don't want to hear nothing that parents have to say, but I'm just grateful for that. And then at the end of I said, I think I hear the word from the Father. He wants me to share tomorrow. Endure. Just continue to endure. And having done all you can do, continue to stand and endure in this fight. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm just grateful this morning. My husband, you said, and I'm just now recognizing this word endure. It has so many different, when you look it up in the Greek, coming from the New Testament writings, the letters and the writings in the New Testament, when you look that word up, there were like 6 different definitions, 6 different Greek definitions, or 6 different Greek words for the word endure. I was like, wow. And the only one I would always say was hupomene. Well, guess what? My husband talked about that a lot, enduring, and talking about hupomene, but that's not even the correct pronunciation of how you say that word. It's hupomano. Hupomano. Hallelujah. So I'm thanking the Father. I was thanking him for correct pronunciation, because I've been saying hupomene to so many different people. But it's hupomano. Amen. And so that's the only one I'm going to come from today, because it's a word that's asi, anekeo, kako, hapeo, pharo, hupafero. So many different terminologies. They kind of all bring the same meaning, but a little different. So I'm just going to teach from the hupomano, endure. Amen. We're just going to encourage us from that. And when you look at the definition of that, to endure, take patiently, tarry behind, abide, patient, and suffer. So to remain, that's what endure means, to tarry behind, to persevere under misfortunes and trials, to hold fast to one's faith in Messiah, to endure, bear bravely and calmly, to endure ill treatment. My. Now that tells us something. And as we go through the scriptures that the Father had me to write down, amen, we're going to see we got some enduring to do. Amen. Sometimes we can't even go through, you can't even endure a little pain that we might feel in our body for a moment. Sometimes we can't endure that. Amen. But it's a lot of things we can't endure when somebody tells a lie on us. We have a problem with that. We want to get in the flesh. But see, that's not what it's about. The scripture tells us totally opposite of how we may want to retaliate or act out in the flesh. Amen. So I'm just grateful to the Father, because even as I was preparing these scriptures, I was being blessed myself, being reminded, being encouraged. Hallelujah. So I don't know what else he might add to these scriptures that he's given on today. So I'm just happy and excited. We have to stay in shape. We have to stay in shape, not just keeping our physical body in shape that some of us may try to do. I know I'm one of those. I try to go to the gym, try to work out, but it's not about that. Amen. That's important, because this is our temple that we give it care, but that's not the focus here. We have to stay in shape to be able to pass the endurance of risk. Risk endurance test. Let's just put it that way, because we're going to go through tests that we're going to have to take risk. Amen. Even think about it as a person that may be taking a business, doing a business transaction. A lot of times when business transactions go forth, a lot of times you take risk. I've taken some in some exchanges with money. And guess what? I lost money. Those are risks that I've taken. Amen. Did I endure? Did I give up? Did I get crazy and mad? No. I'm trying to still endure the process, because some of them say it's a little waiting game, but we got to see what it's going to be like. Amen. So business ventures take risks. I'm sure a lot of people that started business, they failed at first a lot of times. They kept going until they kept doing it again, and I'm sure they lost money, but they took the risk. Even when it comes time to endure, there's going to be some risk that we're going to have to take. Hardships, they're going to come along. Amen. May not call for just a first mile, second mile energy. Amen. You might have to go a third mile. And sometimes you might have to carry somebody else. What? Oh, yeah. When you're enduring, sometimes you got to help carry. We got to help carry burdens of our brethren. We got to help them out. We got to be there for them, encourage them. Amen. Sometimes we have to help them financially. That's part of helping enduring when it's time to endure. That's part of being in this fight. Yes. Amen. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I'm excited. Slow down, Sarepta. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. The first passage of Scripture that I want us to go to is Matthew. We're going to be in quite a bit of passages, so I don't know how he's going to break it down, but let's go to the 10th chapter of Matthew. And this was when Yeshua was teaching the disciples, and he's letting them know, you know, what was going to happen. And see, these things that was happening even then are still happening today. So I'm just going to go right on and read that one verse. Matthew 10, verse 22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be, not might be, shall be saved. What's the key? Enduring to the end. Like I stated earlier, sometimes a simple lie someone would tell on you, you ready to give in. You ready to cave in and mess up your witness. You ready to talk some junk. You ready to cuss somebody out. What that mean? What does that mean when you act that way? That means you need some deliverance. That means you need to be set free. And we know Yeshua, he came to set the captive free. That's in every area where we're bound. That's that iniquity, that sin. You know, we talked that if you didn't know what sin meant, that's anything, hallelujah, that's in us that keeps us from being obedient to what the Father would have us to do. That's anything that would keep us from being obedient to following after the Messiah. See, the Messiah was giving instructions here. He knew his time was coming where he was about to depart. He was letting the disciples know, because of my name, just for my name's sake, you're going to be hated. So guess what? We're going to be hated. just because of who we represent and who we stand for. I can care less. Hate on me if you want. I'm going to keep it moving. I know who's got my back. See, when we have that confidence in knowing who's got our back, our front, our side, our top, our bottom, he got us covered all the way around. We have to have that kind of confidence in him, knowing he's got us covered. We have to. And what gives us this confidence is his word, knowing who he is, knowing what he said, holding on to his promises. See, he's already warned. He forewarned the disciples, and we're being forewarned today. So if someone's hating on you, hey, shake the dust off your feet and keep it moving. Amen. That's the only thing I know to do. He gives us the spirit to discern in situations and circumstances. And I want that. I want him to help me to discern where I'm at. Those, he tells us to know those who labor among you. We have to know those who are among us when we're in different settings. I want to know. A lot of times when I go somewhere, I know I'm going to be in a group setting. I said, Father, help me to know what I'm dealing with, who's around me, what kind of spirits. We have to be conscious of our prayers when we're talking to him. He helps us too. He helps us. I know he helps me. He's not a respecter person. You trust him. You talk to him. Hey, he does exactly what we ask him to do. Amen. Especially when he knows we're serious and our heart is after him. Amen. Just want to encourage you with that nugget. See, what it even lets us to 23rd verse. But when they persecute you in this city, flee you to another. For verily I say unto you, shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, servant above his Lord. I tell you, that lets us know. See, I said keep it moving. That was before I even read that part of the scripture. If someone don't receive you, you got to keep it moving. Go to the next spot. If it's not a city, go to the next place. Amen. Thank you, Father. We praise you. Amen. We thank you. The next passage of scripture, I think even next passage of scripture was Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your word today, helping us to sharpen our insights. Matthew 24, verses 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That's just the same word, encouraging us even the more. But he that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Well, wonder why Yeshua was saying that again. See, his time was still winding up. He was still preparing them. You know, we were just in Matthew 10. Now, this is Matthew 24. A few chapters later. As a matter of fact, 14 chapters later. Amen. Let's go up some. Let's start at the 6th verse. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and see that you not be troubled. For all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Aren't we hearing of war still today? And this scripture was written, and these instructions were given from Matthew over 2,000 years, thousands of years ago. Isn't that something? We're still hearing of wars and rumors of wars. And he said the end is not yet. For the nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. We're still hearing about that. Still seeing that? Oh, yeah. We're still hearing of that. And some of them earthquakes and things that's going on in strange places that they normally are not in. So I said in diverse places, in many different type of places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. There's that hate again. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. See, a lot of this stuff is going on amongst the brethren. If it was going on amongst the brethren then, and Yeshua was warning them against them, saying that was going to happen, guess what? That's going to happen even during today. These things are going to be. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. That's why we got to know what this word is. Got to get in and study it. Know it for yourself. Can't just go off what the pastor's saying across the pulpit, especially if the word not lining up with the other part of the word, line upon line, precept upon precept. If it's not lining up and it makes no sense and you still confused, you better study yourself. That's where I was some years ago, still confused, still trying to figure out, well, why? Just say that, because I would go back and study and still was trying to figure it out. I tell you, it's something. When you get to the place where you're learning the truth, when you're learning the truth of the truth, amen, it's just a blessing. Because there's many false prophets out here. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We see that now. People doing wrong and they think they're doing right. And they think, and then they're doing it, they say, in the name of the Lord. What? That don't even line up with scripture. What kind of fruit is that? That don't even make sense. But it's happening. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. We got to endure. Thank you, Father, for encouraging us with this word, for reminding us what all's going on around us even now. Yet we have to endure. We have to endure to the end. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Went on to the 14th verse. I want to keep going, but we have many more passages of scriptures to get through. But we're going to stop right there. Amen. Just make a note of these. You can go back and read it in your study time and your time just to read some more words. Amen. But let us go to Mark. I think Mark's just going to confirm this even the more. Mark, the 13th chapter. Amen. If one of the synoptic gospels, that word is a tongue twister. This is kind of saying the same. I'm going to start at the 8th verse. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places. There shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. But take heed to yourself. Pay attention. For they shall deliver you up to the councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. See, this was back in the days when they had the synagogues going on. See, nowadays, people just going to ridicule you and persecute you and say, oh, see, we don't live in a country, if you're talking about Yeshua Messiah, where they're beheaded. But see, some of them rules, some of them foreign countries they live in, if they even have get caught with the Bible, they're going to be killed. They're going to be killed. See, in the United States, that hasn't come to us as of yet. But we don't know. That may come to us. It may come here. That's why we don't need to be lallygagging and wasting any time. Time is winding down. You see, these days are flying by. Days are flying by. That's why we have to get in this book. We have to know what it says. Get it in our spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will bring it back to our remembrance right when we need it. If we don't have this Bible, if we don't have it before us, when that word's rooted and grounded in your spirit, that's what the Holy Spirit's going to bring up. That's why we have to meditate in this word day and night. Amen. For in due season, when it's time, when we need this word, it's going to spring up. Hallelujah. 10, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. That's being confirmed. He's saying the same thing that Matthew said. Mark is. Now, Mark's writings are giving an account. He wasn't right there walking with Yeshua. He was just writing off a history and what he had heard and known. Matthew had firsthand account. He walked with Yeshua Messiah. Yes, he did. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak. Neither do you premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak you. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. That's who I just said it. Didn't know I was going to. I just broke down one passage of scripture. I didn't know where the Father was going to take me, if he was going to take me up or take me down in the scripture. I just want one passage of scripture in each area where I'm reading from. But he's taking me up, and I'm saying things before I read it. That's the Holy Spirit. That's not me. My. So see, that's why we have to get this word in. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Now we see children rising up against their parents today, disrespecting them, saying anything. I see it when I'm out and about. They being the parents, telling their parents what to do. That's because the parents haven't set any boundaries. They haven't set any order in the home. Sometimes even if it is a single parent home, that, you know, the father doesn't like it to be that way, but sometimes that's the way it is what it is. Yet and still, if there's no boundaries set in that home, especially if they're not father, but then there's some that are believers, confessing believers, and they're letting their children run them and tell them what to do. That's sad. That's sad. And that it will cause them to be put to death, spiritual death. Now, in this time, it was totally a little different. 13, Yeshua is still saying, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I tell you, we have to endure. Hallelujah. Help us, Father. We need and want to endure. With all that's coming, all that's here now, we need endurance. Yes, we do. We need to hoop a man up. Yes, we do. Through it all, we need to endure. Need to stand up. Need to remain. Hallelujah. Right here, it's remain. It's remain and abiding. Hallelujah. We don't have time to flee. We don't have time to receive or to flee. Stand back. We got to keep our armor on. We got to stay in this fight, which is a good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Let us go to Romans. Hallelujah. Romans 12. Father, we just thank you for your word. Endure, saints. Endure. Let's start at let's start at the sixth verse. Let's start at six. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Amen. Let it be real. Amen. Let it be sincere. Amen. No phoniness. In other words, abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Amen. Amen. Let your love be real. Hate that which is evil. Hold on to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Amen. Putting esteem in one another. Encouraging one another. Yes. Not slothful in business. Amen. We don't have time to be slack. Fervent serving Jehovah. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Amen. This is just a blessing. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. That word right there, patient in tribulation. That's the word, hupomeno. Right here is where it's talking about patient. Amen. That same word. So when we're going through trials and tests, that's what the hupomeno means. Endure in that patience, in that test, in that trial. Continuing instant in prayer. We have to always pray. Pray without ceasing. Never stop praying. Amen. Distributing to the necessity of saints, giving to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Sometimes in that test, in that trial, we're being persecuted by someone, you know, I said, might have told a lie on you, saying falsehoods about you. In the end, the truth is going to speak. We just have to trust Jehovah to work it out. We don't need to retaliate. Pray for that person that's cursing you. Don't curse them back. Bless them. Sometimes in the flesh, that is hard. All the time when you're trying to do anything like that in the flesh, it's hard. But when you lean on the Father, you take him at what his word says. He said to bless and to curse not. Always praying. Said that ahead of time in that verse talking about being patient. Amen. We have to endure, saints, regardless to what's going on. And we're going to keep it moving. Read the rest of the passages. It's just blessing us. Because I just want to keep on going on. Because it's so good. This word is good. Amen. But let's just keep it moving. Let us go on to 1 Corinthians. Amen. Father, we just thank you for how you're just encouraging us even the more today to keep it moving, to keep on enduring the process. See, this journey that we're walking is a process. We're forever learning. We should be forever coming into the knowledge of the truth. See, there's one passage of scripture that says that people are forever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. So if they're ever learning and not coming to the knowledge of the truth, that means they're learning falsehoods. I don't want to learn falsehoods and the tradition of man. I want to learn the truth of the word. Don't you? Help me, Father. I want your truth. See, we're ever learning. I want to ever be learning. Where did I say we was going? 1 Corinthians. Thank you, Father. And I kept it in the order that the passages are, though some of this order, in biblical order, really is not the order of how these books were written. Amen. If you're looking at the time zone. Amen. The time zones in their writing. First Corinthians, we know what this passage talks about. It talks about love. It's talking about prophecy and knowledge and all that. We can really start at the first verse. Let's start at the first verse. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. So see, that's still talking about love. We just talked about that even in Romans. My. And though I have the gift of prophecy, the gift that's been given, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, which is love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long. That's that love, yes, and it's kind. Charity envieth not. We just talked about that in Romans. Amen. Not to bless and not to curse. If you keep going, it's going to talk about some more of this. If you keep on reading that, what we read in Romans. My. Charity vaunteth not itself. It don't puff itself up. It's not puffed up. It don't exalt itself. It doesn't. Amen. It just is. And it just happens. It's just what's in us. Love. It does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. So when some kind of test or trial comes to try to provoke you, that's going to happen. Amen. When it comes, you have to be able to love. You have to be able to not react. Amen. In the flesh. Stay calm. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. So we don't rejoice in anything that's wrong, any type of sin, even if it's going on and it's active in somebody else's life and we see it. We don't rejoice in that. Amen. We don't. But we rejoice in the truth. That's why we should like encouraging someone in the right timing. Sometimes people don't really want to receive what you have to say. But when there's a door open for us to encourage, the Father will always open it right up. We can slide in a little nugget. And a lot of times it don't have to be the word. It could just be that love that you're showing forth. Amen. That's who we are. You're covering that thought, that whatever it is they're dealing with. You're not judging. Amen. You're not standing in critical judgment with your words, with your mouth. But love, that seventh verse, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. See, when it comes to dealing with all these type things, if we don't endure it in love, none of these things profit us anything. All these giftings, all these things that we're doing in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jehovah, that we're doing in his name, it doesn't matter if we don't have love. And see, the Father knows the heart. He knows the man of heart can be desperately wicked. And then who can know it but him? But see, we want him to work out the wickedness. We want him to clean us up, create in us, like David said, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. That's what I want. Any area he shows me of me that's not like him, he still shows me areas. I'm like, whoop, did that just come out? Oh, Father, help me. And a lot of times I'll apologize to the person. Most times, if I don't do it right away, I'll go back. Amen. That's how discerning we should want to be. And the Holy Spirit will let us know when we said something, done something. Even when it comes to sharing something in this with encouraging us today. If I say something wrong, I want the Holy Spirit to bring it back to me. I want to be able to correct it if I said something wrong. Amen. That's why a lot of times at the end, if something I didn't say set right with you or you have a question about something I may have said, that's why I open up for questions a lot of times when there's time. Amen. But I'm just thankful to the Father. So let's go on to the 8th verse. Charity, love, that's love, never fails. But whether there be prophecy, they're going to fail. Whether there be tongues, they're going to cease. Whether there be knowledge, it's going to vanish away. Love is going to always endure. Why? That's who Elohim is. He's love. He is love. And we are representations of him through his sent son, Yeshua Messiah. So if we're representing love, it endures all things. It hupomanos through all things. Ha! My. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For helping us. And how showing us even the more, or reminding us even the more, how to endure. The way to endure. We always got to know the who, what, when, and the where when we're reading the scriptures. The how. Who, what, where, when, how. He's teaching us. The scriptures always letting us know. Let us go to Hebrews. Well, wait a minute. 2 Timothy. Excuse me. I want to get ahead of myself. 2 Timothy. Oh, thank you for your word, Father. It is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. 2 Timothy. Did I say what chapter? 2 chapter. 2 chapter. And we are going to start at... We know this is Paul. He's encouraging Timothy here. But we're being encouraged today. So I'm going to just read the 10th through the 12th verse, the 13th verse. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake. For the elect's sake. Who is the elect's sake? Those who are chosen. That's why I said earlier, I believe it came out. Sometimes we have to endure on behalf of others. We have to be there for them. Amen. We have to be an encouragement. We have to be when they're, we know our Father, our Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit is the comforter that he sent. But sometimes even just your very presence is a comfort if a word is not even spoken. I can say that. Witnessed it. When my husband passed, there was a friend, and I'm sure she's connected today. She came, just her very presence, being here with me, enduring my grief with me. For 2 weeks, her husband allowed her to be with me. We don't know who we're going to have to walk through with. Though I stated the Holy Spirit is the ultimate comforter. Can no one comfort us like him? No one can comfort us like Jehovah. But just knowing that a physical person is with you sometimes. Just knowing they got you. If you need something, they right there. Just want to be your support to encourage you. Just her very presence was an encouragement. So we don't know. We don't know where we're going to be placed whose life we're going to have to be in to help bear a burden of someone else. That's life. Love does that. Woo, thank you, Father. Love does just that. I have forgotten what I was reading. 10, verse 10. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Messiah Yeshua with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we, that part right there, that 12th verse, is hupomeno, that suffering. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. He's not going to deny himself and who he say he is. If we're not going to believe him, hey, we're not going to have him. We're not going to reign with him. But yet and still, all the suffering that Paul even suffered as he was encouraging Timothy, all that he endured as he was encouraging Timothy, he's letting him know, you would have to endure some things for the fellow brethren yourself. And the only example I could think of was someone enduring something for me. That was something I was enduring or going through. And that person endured with me. Whatever. We don't know. We don't know what we're going to have to endure. Bottom line, don't know what kind of persecution. Don't know what kind of tribulation. Don't know what kind of sickness or whatever. We don't know. But one thing we do, if we're suffering and we have Messiah for whatever it is, we're suffering and for his name's sake, we're going to reign with him. Amen. But we have to endure. We have to endure through some suffering. Oh, yes. This road is not easy. It's not an easy road. Let's go on over to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10. What time? Yes, we got time. Let's start at 19, the 19th verse. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yeshua, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. This new living way, we wouldn't be living in it if he had not shed his blood. He shed his blood for our sin. And having a high priest over the house of Elohim, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. My, our hearts, we already stated, the scripture has let us know, who can know the heart of man for it's desperately wicked? Nobody but Elohim. He knows our heart. But he wants our hearts to be clean and pure before him. Let us hold fast, 23rd verse, the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Elohim who promised through his word is faithful. So we have to hold fast. The profession of our faith. What are we professing? What are we saying? What are we believing? when it comes to our faith in Yeshua. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. We encourage one another to love. When our brother or sister is taken over in some kind of fault, and they're our brethren, but they want to retaliate against somebody. We're there to help steer. No, don't do it. Don't do that. That's not what, remember they used to have WWWJD, WWWYD. What will Jehovah do? Or what will Yeshua do in this situation? We're there to help steer our brethren into good works, into love. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. All what we see going on, oh yes, time is winding down. We've been saying that for years. I've been hearing that for years. But still, it is still winding down, one way or another. People are getting up out of here, clocking up out of here, dying. We don't know when our last breath, we're holding on to the promise of time and years of life, which is really biblically 120 years. The 70 plus the 10, 80 years of score, that was given under the curse. I'm not under a curse. I don't live and walk under a curse. Amen. 26th verse. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. See, the ultimate sacrifice was given in the shedding blood of Yeshua. We just read that. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. In other words, if anyone is willfully sinning, you bringing up the damnation to your own self. He that despised, it says Moses' law, died. But it wasn't Moses' law. See, this has been twisted in the writing here. Moses wrote those laws by God. Elohim gave him the instructions and he wrote it. And they call it the Mosaic laws, but it's not. I said, that wasn't Moses' law. God said, write that down. I always questioned that, but I was still here over the pulpit, the laws of Moses. That's why men think they shouldn't be following, because they was Moses' law. No, those were the laws of the Most High, Elohim himself. That didn't change. The Ten Commandments did not change for us to follow after. He that despised Moses' laws, I'm saying Elohim's laws, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. And see, that written, if you want to cross-reference that back, that's in Deuteronomy. Write it down. Go back and read it. Deuteronomy, which is under the Torah, the law. 17 verses 2 through 6. I read it, wrote it down, but I'm not going to go back and read it. Of how much sorer punishment suppose you shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the son of Elohim, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified unholy things, and hath done despite unto the spirit of grace. Anybody that goes against the law, not respecting that blood that was shed, there's going to be some great punishment. That's what's being said right here. They're not considering the blood that was shed or Yeshua himself holy. Or even Elohim himself, because they're not even following the laws. That's something to think about. Meditate on this and go back and reread this yourself. Study it. Cross-reference check it. The words in a concordance. That's why this word has to be rightly divided. Because any other word, one word can throw it out of the context of what's being said.
30. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith Jehovah. And again, Jehovah shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Elohim. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated. What does that mean? After you came into the knowledge, into the light. After you were enlightened spiritually. You better recall that back. Don't forget. You endured a great flight of afflictions. Sometimes we can, if you, those listening who may remember back when you first accepted and then you started going through some trials and tribulations, it was nothing. Some people turn back when they started dealing with some different afflictions and different things going on. But he's telling them to remember, to recall back Hebrews. Who's talking here? I'm thinking this may be because Hebrews was written by many different. It's supposed to be written by many different authors, and Paul was one of them. So I'm thinking in this part, it may have been Paul because he talks about, I think, something here about being persecuted a lot. You endured a great flight of affliction, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. So see, people were used to come against them even then, and people are being used because the enemy gonna use a vessel just like the Father will. We are willing, have to be willing vessels to be used by the Most High, to be used to edify his kingdom. The enemy gonna use a vessel just as well. So there were some who were used, and you know, even back then, a lot of them, whoever was encouraging this word at this time, was saying, you were a gazing stock. You were put up to, and people looking at you say, oh, they're never going to make it. They're saying that now. Oh, they're going to make it. I'm sure some of them saying that about me. Oh, what is she doing? Is she in a cult now? I could care less. I know I'm learning the truth. I don't care what nobody else says. They calling it a gazing stock. And you may going to be persecuted. For you had compassion of me and my bond. That's why I'm thinking this was Paul. Not really sure. And took joyful as spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. So I want to encourage us. The confidence that you have, don't let nothing or no one sway you when it comes to this truth. Endure. Endure affliction. Endure. We have to endure. Let's go to Hebrews 12. Thank you, Father. I'm doing this in order, kind of in order. Yeshua. This is talking about him. Verses 12. Wherefore, starting at the first verse, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin, anything that's keeping us bound, which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured. He endured the cross, despising the shame, despising all that came against how shameful. He looked like he was the sinner. He was punished as if he was the sinner. He was punished for doing the will of his Father. He was persecuted. He was annihilated. He was ridiculed, called everything but the Son of the Most High. That was some shame. It sat down at the right hand of the throne of Elohim. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against him. Let ye be weary and faint in your mind. See, if we just think about what he did for us, We don't have time to faint in our mind. And these pictures they depict of him in these movies, they don't even come close. His flesh was ripped and torn from his body. He wasn't even recognized as a human. He did that for us. He did that for me. Hallelujah. You have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the master, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. 7, if you endure chastening, Elohim dealing with you has with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? We're going to be chastised. We have to learn. Love chastens. It does. It helps to set us straight. Helps to get us right. Amen. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. If we have fathers which correct us and we gave them reverence, shall we not much more rather be in subjection to the Father of the Spirit and live? My. I tell you, I want to live. Yeshua was our example. There's no excuse for us to endure these trivial. Everything's going to pass away anyway. These situations, these tests, they're going to pass. He's always, we can look back over our life and see tests and trials that we've been through. He brought us through them. We survived. Whatever it is you may be dealing with right now, you're going to survive. Keep trusting him. Keep holding on to his promises. We must endure. Come hell and high water, we must endure. Thank you, Father. Yeshua was the great high priest, and he showed us that right here. For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit. See, sometimes your earthly father, sometimes they punish you thinking they're going to get you right. But see, the Father, he doesn't punish us that way. But he for our profit. He punishes so that we will be edified, that we may be partakers of his holiness. He wants to get the mess out of us. Sometimes your parent, earthly parent, may whoop you, chastise you, whatever. Think they gonna correct you. That's what they're working to do. That's pleasing them, thinking they're doing that. But when the earthly, when our heavenly Father chastises us to help us, shows us mess to get right, we should take it on. Thank you, Father. Thank you for revealing that to me. I didn't even recognize that. It took this long for me to see this about me, and that's messy. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyless, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So see, when we are challenged, when we are stretched in that area, it yields peaceable fruit of righteousness, of being in right standing with the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. My. Let us go to James, and we're closing it up. Trying to get through these scriptures. I have just a couple of more. James 1. I'm just going to go. You can read it from 1 down to 12 or longer, but I'm just going to read this one passage of scripture. Blessed is the man, James 1:12. That endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. Ha! which Jehovah has promised to them that love him. We've been talking about love. We've been talking about it supersedes anything in it. Love is what helps us endure. My. And guess what? When we endure, blessed is the man that endures whatever the temptation or the test is. Hallelujah. For when we are tried, we're going to receive the crown of life. I'm looking forward to that. I believe you are too. Amen. And you can just read on a little further. I just want to finish up because I still have two more passages to go through. 1 Peter, amen, 2 and 20. We're just going to read that. You can read a little further on that too. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2. Thank you for your word, Father. For what glory is it if when ye be buffered for your faults, ye shall take it patiently. There's that word patience. Upamano. Ha! But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it upamaneoing, this is acceptable with Elohim. He accepts it. For what glory is it if you be buffeted for fault and you take it patiently? The glory is when you endure it, it's acceptable with Elohim. He's pleased when we endure. Hallelujah. Any type of suffering, any type of fault, hallelujah, that we may have, that he corrects. He's pleased with us getting it right. Thank you, Father. That's who we want to be pleasing to, the Most High. That's who I want to be pleasing to. Amen. James. Let's go to James, the 5th chapter. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Father. I can't thank you, can't praise you enough. Hallelujah. 5:11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, how he hupomeneoed, and have seen the end of Jehovah, that Jehovah is very pitiful and of tender mercy. He showed pity. He showed compassion. We can recollect that if you go back and look at Job. I think I marked that. Yeah. Since it referred to that coming out of the book of Job. Let me see. Chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, it says, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. Jehovah gave, Jehovah hath taken away. Blessed be the name of Jehovah. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged Elohim foolishly. He never came against Elohim. He never came against the Most High. When him being stripped of everything, and even when he stated this, the Father allowed that. He gave the enemy the permission to do this. Though Job said it this way, Elohim didn't do this. He allowed the enemy to do that. Amen. And then to even confirm this, we just read in James, in the last chapter, 42nd, Job 42, that 10th verse, it says, and Jehovah turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. See, he blessed him and cursed him not. Also, Jehovah gave as much as he had before. So do you see what, hallelujah, James was saying right here in this verse? Amen. He said, behold, we count them happy which endure. Job endured, and he got double for his trouble, and he was very, very wealthy. My. If we just endure, saints, and I'm calling you saints, set apart ones of the Most High, if we just endure to the end, we got some more enduring to do. If we got some more living to do, we got some more enduring to do. And I just want to encourage us today, endure. It's going to get rough. It's going to get rocky. If it's not rough right now and you in the moment of rejoicing over a won battle, now, guess what? Some real roughness is going to come. Endure. I'm encouraging even myself because I know I got to endure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word today, encouraging us to endure. I'm going to unmute the lines. If your my line is unmuted on your end, if you have a question or a comment pertaining to the message, or even if you have a prayer request, amen, I'm open and ready to pray in agreement with you. The lines are open. Hallelujah. Let us close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we are soldiers of the cross. We have picked up our cross and we're going to endure it daily. Hallelujah. Your word even tells us to endure hardness as a good soldier of Yeshua Messiah. We're going to endure the hardness, the tests, the trials that come. We're decreeing and declaring it ahead of time. Even anyone that hears the sound of my voice right now who's enduring a hard time, Father, thank you right now. You're going to bring them through. You're going to bring them out in victory. Hallelujah. Help them to stand and endure this cross. Having done all to stand firmly in their place in you, knowing what your promises said. Father, we just thank you, hallelujah, for this little service, hallelujah, that you have allowed us to give, to offer. You are our commander. When things get tough and rough, you are our chief commander. Hallelujah. Yeshua, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we thank you for taking us from faith to faith, glory to glory in you as we're enduring every part of the process in this journey. But we know it's given to those of us who's going to endure unto the end. The battle's yours. Hallelujah. But help us to endure. Father, as we go about this day, hallelujah, we thank you for going forth before us in our pathway. Any part of our path that's crooked, we ask that you straighten it right now. Straighten it, Father. In the name of Yeshua, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, hallelujah, for doing just that. We loose our angelic hosts to go forth before us, hallelujah, to keep us covered, to keep us guarded in all our ways of doing business, of making decisions. We thank you for your wisdom, yes. But our angelic hosts, we ask the ministering spirit that sent forth to those of us who are in this salvation period. Thank you for our angelic hosts. We thank you for covering us on every side. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for what you have done in our lives, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're yet to do. Anything going on in our bodies, we call forth your divine healing, your health, your wholeness to saturate us right now. We speak your word, hallelujah, over our body. Sickness and disease have no power over us. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We're dead to sin and we're alive unto your righteousness. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We decree and declare your word over us. We pray this prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen, amen. And to Father Elohim be all the glory. May Jehovah bless you and keep you. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom.